a way too deep dive into the shallowest people on the planet. I'm Elizabeth, and I am joined by my lovely friend and co-host, Mr. Alex Morand.
I'm no catch, but I know how to catch. Any guesses as to who that one's about?
Is that for Luke and his fishing?
That's right. Luke and his little fishing.
All right, we are also joined by my lovely sister and our co-host, Julia.
My tagline is actually a pitch, and it is to change Vanderpump Rules to trashy midlife crisis, because as Jax said, Lisa is no longer needed on this show.
I agree with Jax. I always agree with Jax. Jax is my new Bravo boy.
We can start off with Summer House Martha's Vineyard. You guys, I'm kind of sad to say this, but Summer House Martha's Vineyard is not hitting like it did last year.
Yeah.
I thought this last episode was really good, though. I loved the fake rodeo. I loved the talent show.
This was a skip for me. I hated the talent show. I almost fast-forwarded it.
I cried. I was laughing so hard.
Were you laughing so hard because everybody was doing something goofy and then Alex took it way too seriously?
I loved that. That was the best. I hated the preview. Sometimes Bravo will mislead you in ways I don't appreciate.
Mm.
And the preview, like at the commercial break, was like, oh, everyone's going to think Jasmine's routine's horrible. But then everyone liked it. Everyone liked it, like the actual end of the episode.
Right. But that was our big twist. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I think that my big issue this week, and I think it's Elizabeth's too, is I don't really enjoy it when I'm watching them have fun.
Yeah, I don't like them having fun. I remember last year, Julia, you know what? That explains it. Last year, Alex and I were like, this is the best show on Bravo. And Julia's like, I wish they were having more fun, like doing more games. And Alex and I were like, nope. We like them miserable. They're having too much fun this year. 0 out of 5.
So you liked last episode where they all sat around a table and cried?
I like the first part of last episode.
I like the first part of this episode. Have you guys noticed that Bria storms off every episode, but then like doesn't really have anywhere to go?
She's the new Kyle.
She is, and she's got to come back.
Yeah, she comes back like Kyle.
And nobody cares anymore. She's stormed off too many times. She used up her stormed up card.
Especially Preston.
Oh.
Her and Preston have, I think, my favorite dynamic on a Bravo show right now.
Do we think that Bria and Simon, do we think the biggest issue in their relationship is that he doesn't have her cooking and cleaning for him right now?
I can't imagine Bria doing any of those things. The fact that she used two boxes or like the containers of Old Bay and everybody was looking at her like, this is going to be a threat at all. I hate Milo. Continuing that. No further thoughts on that.
Imagine how much toilet paper she buys because of that damn dog.
Why would you bring a dog into the club?
Ew.
That's so mean to the dog, his little ears.
I know. It's not fun for the dog. And, like, she doesn't need the dog because then she locks him in the room and isn't like, I gotta go run upstairs to Milo. So she, like, I don't know. She just treats this dog really weird.
I was very concerned for the dog during the talent show as well.
Summer is confusing me. Summer had some storm offs this episode that I'm like, wait, is Summer crazy? Like, do we have something brewing here?
I think so. I think that might be why she was hired, because she was kind of a non-entity last season.
Agreed,
I think,
Julia.
Her true colors are showing.
You two are sounding a lot like Alex from Martha's Vineyard.
She's crazy.
She's
so
crazy.
I only had sex with her the 4 times. And
until she took a picture of me.
Now that Alex knows he can be a professional cuddler as a profession, he got so happy. He and Nick just lit up.
They're going to joke about that every 5 minutes for the rest of the season.
Oh, the cuddle. What was it called? Sleep support? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Final thought. Thank God for Noella, because I felt bad for Jasmine doing her pregnancy announcement and nobody cared.
No, they all knew.
All right. Are we ready for the valley? So Jesse's non-therapist told him to do ayahuasca and the guys are assuring him this is a great idea. I don't really know very women who are that their husband is going to go do drugs to find out that they shouldn't yell at them. Like, I don't know. This just doesn't seem like a linear path for me.
This is also a marriage that's over, though.
1,000%. A classic Kristen Doty caught her gossip backwards.
Oh, yeah. In a way that, like, Jax wasn't willing to, like, clear up in the moment at all. Because he could have easily cleared that up.
Kristen is going to be so pissed when she watches this episode back because Jax full-on says that he's, like, putting the ammunition in Kristen. Mm-hmm. Multiple times.
Mm-hmm. With the Jesse Michelle versus Kristen, I'm on Kristen's side. Yes. As much as I can be on Kristen's side. You know what I mean?
Like, sorry, I was trying to give you a dramatic pause.
I am, just because they all play her and make fun of her so much.
Yeah.
Kristen saying, I'm holding Michelle's secret. And then as she's storming down the hall to announce what the secret is, I don't think is holding a secret.
Or her just saying, yeah, I'm holding a secret. And then apparently she's been saying this.
True.
From, like, before they started filming, she's been saying this.
It's so funny.
You guys
funny.
Know who's real behind all of this is Janet. Janet is, like, evil.
Well, yeah, we called it. We called it.
Yeah. She's great. Well, she's married to a lawyer, so she's self. I also think, though, Kristen is nothing but consistent. So this is not new.
The whole Vanderpump cast hated Kristen. It's always been everyone against Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, and I know we shouldn't do promos, but we did see a promo talk of Luke being like, Kristen, you gotta stop. And it was actually a really good conversation. So I'm excited to see how that goes. I just think it's funny that these people in reality TV are like, well, Kristen's obviously the bad guy. And the internet is disagreeing. They're all Team Mariposa, baby. Jesse's scary and totally was planning on attacking Kristen if poor Brittany and Zach didn't get in the way. So he sucks. And honestly, Michelle sucks. Maybe that's why I'm on Team Kristen.
I like Michelle. I don't know why.
I do too. Jesse was blatantly flirting with Burning Man girl.
You guys, that was so embarrassing.
Which, like, if they did have a talk where it's like he knows that they're going to get a divorce, they're getting a divorce at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, again, it is on camera and they are still trying to keep up the facade of that not being a thing. So it is gross overall. But I understand his mindset.
And him getting so excited that this vendor is talking to him. And it's like, she is trying to sell you a bedazzled scarf for $40.
Yeah. I think he's stupid. I think that, yeah. He thinks he's hot shit, though.
All right. We ready for Vanderpump Rules? Tom and Katie are soulmates. I don't know what kind of soulmate it is, but those two are meant to be in each other's lives. They love each other. Not in, like, a romantic way.
No, they're going to sleep together. They've slept together so many times since their divorce. That's
we would
that
know
soulmate.
About it, though, right now, right? If they actually did in this next episode.
We don't know, but I'm getting the vibe. I wouldn't split a milkshake with my ex-husband and I was sleeping with him.
Yeah.
By the way, side tangent, Joe did an Instagram live. Somebody asked Joe, have you sucked Schwartz's dick? And she said, oh, of course I did. We were like in a relationship. I don't know why Katie didn't like it. And it's like, Joe. And she keeps comparing herself to, like, Katie. He married Katie. He wouldn't even say you were. It's just kind of embarrassing that she's acting like she and Katie are on the same playing field. Sorry, I just have to do that little side tangent.
Yes. He wouldn't even call her a roommate.
Yeah. Ouch.
Joseph. Yeah, he called her a man's name.
Yeah, talk about putting her in the friend zone, like making her like, nope, you're one of the boys. Okay, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have a redemption for Sheena Shea.
No, I'm not ready for it.
I am. All ears.
So she sounded a little wild when she was saying she was going down the rabbit hole of the Lala Brock internet trail. Mm-hmm. But then at brunch.
Yep.
Lala says, I need to call my husband. And Brock said, Lala, you're calling me.
Mm-hmm. Chilling. A chilling moment.
Well, and they looked at each other. in a loving way.
And then the camera looked at Sheena.
Yeah.
And Sheena did not look happy.
Unhappy. She was doing her Kermit the Frog squished in puppet face. I don't like it when people joke like that, especially if it's like regarding another person's partner. Like, I don't like the term work wife. I don't like any of that stuff.
Especially when Sheena's probably been crying about this at home.
Now, do you think that's because, do you think if there is something going on, the reason someone does that is because, like, of course, like, it's hard to keep anything secret. So, like, that is their one chance at having, like, a little outlet for that, you know, is by making, like, a little joke like that.
That's what Sandoval and Raquel said, Alex.
Oh, right. That accounts for, like, we're just dressing as each other because, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny. We're not obsessed with each other.
Also, Brock, we liked him at the beginning of the season, but he's, sorry, Julia, one against Sheena, did not like the "this is your second chance of being a dad" comment. What the fuck? That was gross. And he's like, we got that flashback of him saying he's trying to respect the baby mama, that he's not allowed to see the kids because he doesn't pay for them. I think Sheena...
That was bad.
I think Sheena's sensing the end of her and Brock. Do you guys think so?
Yeah.
I think so. I think when he was like, "I don't know why I'm crying." I'm like, "I know why you're crying." That was a very harsh thing to say. But let us not forget that when a young Alex Morand worked Vanderpump Reunion years ago, who was the nicest person to
him? Brock. Knock, knock. Brock. It's Brock.
"Oh, hey, mate, what you got there? An Uncrustable? I want one of those." Bonded over Uncrustables.
Is Brock tall in real life?
Yeah.
Why is he wearing these come fuck me heels? He's wearing boots.
To piss off Sandoval.
Speaking of Sandoval, Saul versus Sheena. Okay, I can't believe I was going to say this. I was like on Sandoval's side a little bit when he's saying you're acting like you're the bigger victim than Ariana in this, Sheena. Because she is.
Mm-hmm.
But then he went through the whole Brandy Glanville thing out there, which was so stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah. He's going to keep on telling everyone that they fucked up in their past. But if he's going to play that card, he needs to acknowledge that he also fucked up in his 20s. He also cheated on
Kristen.
These cast members in his 20s. Yeah.
Well, Sandoval can't hold on to the upper hand. He always drops it. It's his true tragedy.
I mean, everything was stacked against him this episode, too. Jax comes in total unhinged energy, kind of ready to start fights with, like, everyone. And then you forget Jax is there by the end of the night.
Okay, I love that Jax got yelled at by Lisa for saying that she didn't belong on Vanderpump Rules on a podcast when we, mere last week, said we didn't think Lisa belonged on Vanderpump Rules on this podcast. Are we Jax?
I won't be working another Vanderpump reunion.
You guys, what's going on with James? Why is he crying all the time?
He really doesn't want to go to this wedding.
It's in, like, Montana.
Yep, he doesn't want to go.
I honestly think that might be it. I think he'll be right as rain in 2 weeks.
I kind of love that.
I completely agree.
Yeah, that was my whole vibe.
All right.
And I kind of related to it in a way. Sometimes I've, like, acted insane over some excuse to get out of something.
Mm-hmm.
An excuse that I don't care about at all.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to get out of the thing. That's what I was watching.
That's hilarious. All right. Well, I thought this
was. But he cares about the dog, too. I'm sure there's a lot of racial attachment to that dog, too, that he hasn't really fully processed.
He did jump right with Allie. Like, I think he has a lot of. I mean, breaking up an engagement is traumatizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we ready for awards? My award is the Lala Wrong Side of History Award. Lala. Popped off, quote unquote, at the reunion and is going on a I Hate Ariana and Katie press tour, which is not going well for her. She cried because she's so upset by it. I do feel bad for her about that, but the Lala Wrong Side of History is to the cast of The Valley who thought we were all going to take their side, but we are not. We love Crazy Kristen.
Yes.
That's right.
All right, Alex, what's your award?
This is my second time giving out this award. The Jax is Bax award once again goes to Jax Taylor, who was back on The Valley and Vanderpump again, and we love it. Get him on a third show. What would be the third show you'd want Jax on?
Below deck as one of the deckies.
He'd be perfect on that, actually.
As a bartender. Oh, no, as a bosun. Yeah, he has to, like, do all the boat stuff. I think it'd be great. Or the captain.
He'd be so pissed. Just throw him in there.
He can figure it out.
Yeah, he can get a license. No problem.
All right, Jules, what's your award?
My Name It award goes to Ariana, who beautifully named the Tom's new dwelling the Mojo Dojo Casa House.
So perfect. Are they living together? Ariana and Sandoval's, their house isn't on the market, is it? Or at least it's not on Zillow.
No, and she's moved out.
They're not going to post it on Redfin, right? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, they will. They all do. That's how houses are sold these days.
I guess so. All right.
They don't even have to. So many internet sleuths, they would have figured it out. Somebody who's a realtor who will get the MLS watches Bravo. Yeah,
Jesse, looking at you, redemption arc. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Anytime.
You can catch new episodes of the Don't Be All Like Uncool podcast every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Podbean. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeuncoolpodcast. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, and mention it all.